What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Period.
You feeling yourself today because you got a bad bitch on your chest.
I sure do. You see the material? Look at it.
Look at it.
Look at it.
We look the fuck good. Ooh. I'm not going to lie. I think I like these shirts better than the last shirts.
I do too. It you talking about the booty?
The first booty shirt.
The booty cheeks.
The booty cheek shirt. The I booty like cheek shirt was giving, fire. But it's definitely giving
Torty.
Lil Kim Foxy Brown.
Ill Nana. It's the Ill Nana for me. It's the Ill Nana.
It do be the Garfield on display. Garfield is cutting up.
It's the Ill Nana for me.
I know you're not talking because he's Cliff. It scratches sniff.
It scratches sniff.
It's a scratch and sniff.
I almost popped a nipple out of it. I was going to get a little extra today.
I'm crying.
But no, yeah, they cute as fuck.
Yeah, so we got the
Chad
kids out.
That. Shout out to Chad.
Shout out to little Chad. Got our shirts right. So, yes, first things first, if y'all want some tees, make sure y'all go to www.poorminds.com and get your tees. Get your Drea tee or get your Lex tee. It don't matter.
Or get both of them.
Get both of them. I like that.
Because y'all got it.
Y'all sure
support
do.
The queen.
So, what's up, sis?
What the fuck is up? Like...
Oh man,
it's your shirt is so cute. I just can't get over it.
It's definitely giving what it's supposed
it's
to give.
It's giving bad bitchery, mm-hmm. You know.
So
what you been up to?
You know,
you always ask me first. What have you been up to?
You know what? I have been talking to my mom like every day.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like me and my mom have always been close, but it's just like I don't know, for some reason like our relationship has it's just like. Lately. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like whenever I first moved out here, I kind of shut everybody off. I wasn't in a good space mentally. And you know, when you take care of yourself, it definitely shows in your relationships with other people mm-hmm. as well. I feel like, I don't know, I'm just happy. I've just been good. Life is good. Life is grand.
Not grand.
Grand. I feel like I'm just about to have a great summer. I'm vaxxed, pussy waxed. I'm outside. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got vaxxed yet.
You still thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's. I feel like it's a big decision to make.
Is.
It's your body. So
it's such a huge decision
I'm not
to
a
make.
Person that's like, oh, you're dumb if you're not getting vaccinated. Or, oh, you're smart or you're stupid if you get. I did this because I wanted to. And it's my decision to make. If you want to get vaccinated, that's your business. Go ahead and do it. If you don't, that's your business as well. But, you know.
I just still been going back and forth. I think, like, my biggest thing is just, you know, thinking forward about the future. And I'm just like, I don't want to, like, get something and then 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, people going in the third ear.
I mean, I done smoked crack before, so my body built for this shit.
And like crazy shit like that. So that's just been my main like hold up with getting it. I just been going back and forth though because I am definitely ready to like start traveling abroad again. Like
not abroad.
I am. I'm tired of being in the United States. It's ghetto here. Mm-hmm. It's ghetto here. I haven't been out the country since we went to Jamaica for your birthday.
I haven't been out the country Same. Since 2019. Well, no, baby. My last trip was Lagos.
Oh, yeah. You went to Lagos in December.
And Tulum.
In December.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was my last two
So, trips. Yeah, the last time that I went out the country was 2019, August 2019 for Lex's 30th birthday. So, I'm long overdue for
I'm going
a
to say
Chelsea's
my birthday this year. That's what I decided.
And that's, you know, why I'm trying to decide if I want to get waxed. I mean, vaxxed.
Ooh.
I be getting waxed.
Do
Just
you?
Ain't got vaxxed.
Do you be getting waxed?
I do. My coochie a little hairy right
That's
now.
That's all about to say, because last I seen.
I mean, well, I just seen yours, too, and I was like, ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, it was waxed right here.
Reggie Bush.
Are you serious right now?
Definitely.
It was not getting Reggie.
It was.
Right now?
Yeah.
You are a liar.
Reggie Bush, is that you?
He made a comeback. This is the second time we done brought Reggie Bush on this.
I start thinking we got a crush on him.
I used to have a crush on Reggie Bush. I definitely did.
I mean, he's attractive.
He's very attractive.
Very attractive.
Okay, what you been up to though?
just trying to decide if I want to get vaccinated.
That's honestly. It? That's all that's like, on your mind?
That's been on my mind heavy because I'm tired of being here. Like, this dude that I be talking to...
Oh.
Bro, here you go. This dude that I be talking to, he was like, we can go on a trip wherever you want to go, like, whenever you ready. Mm. And I'm like, well, I'm not really comfortable traveling out the country right now right. without, you know, having a vaccine. So he was like, oh, we can go to Puerto Rico. I don't want to go to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico was, like, still recovering, too.
Well, they still, yeah, and from my understanding, they still have, like, a 10 o'clock curfew.
Mm. That's when the party getting started.
But the last person that we know that went there said he was giving Bankhead with a beach.
Not Bankhead with a beach. I'm fucking dead.
So I ain't really fucking with you.
Well, I have a new bae.
Ooh.
Lawyer bae. And we going to Greece. He's vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. We all
when y'all gonna go?
I think I got to see how my, I talked about this on Patreon, but I am getting surgery. It's not nothing like plastic cosmetic. But once my surgery heals up, we going to decide
mm-hmm.
when we going to go. But yeah. Me and Lawyer bae going to fucking Greece. I'm outside, period.
And mm-hmm. I'm ready to go on a fucking trip, too. And this nigga talk about we can go wherever, and I know he going to fire up the jig. I'm just over it. I'm over it. I need to, maybe I do need to go get the vaccine. I'm just scared. Then they was saying stuff about, like, you know, fertility issues and stuff. You know, I don't got no kids yet, and I want a baby. So, mm-hmm. I'm just a little
scared. But you know what? They did release a statement that I saw that the Pfizer vaccine, is that, I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
I think y'all gonna it's be, Pfizer or Fitz, it's
Pfizer. Pfizer? Oh, okay. Thank God, because they was going to be on my ass in the comments.
Yeah, they would.
The Pfizer actually protects you against all strains of the corona.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, they have, like, different strains that they mm-hmm. were talking about. So, good thing if, you know, if you take the Pfizer gang in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Not Pfizer gang.
Pfizer gang.
Episode name. Pfizer we always be saying we gonna name the episode. Somebody said that in the comments. They said, y'all stay talking about what y'all gonna name the episode. Then when y'all drop it, it ain't never there.
Pfizer gang. But yeah, we're protected against all the strains. So, yeah.
You got your second dose?
Not yet. I'm gonna go this week, though. Because, I mean, I feel like once we got back from Miami, I was really trying to recoup. I take a while to bounce back now. I don't bounce back like I used to.
Yeah.
Mama old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we is getting a little old. Miami was a lie. Ooh, Miami was Lord. A lie. But yeah, I'm going to make a decision, though, like within the next month or so.
Well,
I'm
don't rush it. It ain't going nowhere.
I know, but I'm tired of being here. I don't want to be here no more. It's ghetto.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm tired of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm tired, not just Atlanta. I mean, I'm not going to act like I only be in Atlanta, but I'm tired of
the
state.
We tired of Miami. We tired of Houston. Like,
I'm tired of everywhere. I want to be out the country.
Mm, getting gold, no spray tan.
I'm on a yacht.
I'm getting fucked getting on a fucked. Yacht all summer.
I know, on the balcony.
I'm like, go overboard, bitch. Shit might get so rough. I'm telling you.
You might be swimming with the fishies.
I'm telling you, man. Okay, so let's get into these topics. I'm going to let you bring the first one in.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about a man.
What? Oh, what? Surprise, surprise.
I wouldn't do
I know, I'm just laughing. Because I know they're like, duh. What the fuck else do y'all talk about?
I wanted to talk about a man. Mm-hmm. Either that you're interested in or a man that's interested in you, but he's judging you off of your past relations. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say relations and relationships.
Mm, okay.
So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to get into that because I feel like that's a very big thing these days. You know what I mean? Men be wanting, it's almost kind of like they want you to be experienced. In relationships and in bed. But then they don't want you to have been with nobody. They judge you off of who you've been with or your past. So I kind of want to talk about that because I feel like everybody got a past.
Well, first thing first, I like niggas who like hoes, aka I like niggas who like me. If you don't like hoes,
I ain't
the way to go. Period. I like niggas who like hoes because I like niggas that have had they share of fun. We both been out there. We know what's out in these streets. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like to judge somebody off of how you used to talk to, that kind of goes both ways because it depends. Because sometimes I feel like it's certain bitches that if you fuck with, you ain't getting this pussy because that's what you fucked. And you trying to come fuck on me. But it depends on the time frame as well. Like if you fuck with somebody like 8 years ago, I'm not going to judge you off of that. But if it was like you was fucking this bitch like at the beginning of the year and it's somebody that's trash and not on my level, you can upgrade, but you're not upgrading over here. Because let me tell you how people think, and not just women, men too. A bitch will just brag that she fucked the same nigga as you. Or a nigga will brag that he just fucked the same bitch as you. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh shit, Usher fucked Drea. I used to fuck Drea too. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be spreading rumors.
Now, I'm not. Drea never fucked Usher.
But Usher, you could definitely come holla at me.
Now I don't want to make love in this club.
Usher be always been fine.
No, but I'm saying, but a lot of people are like that. So I feel like I got to watch people like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to be connected to certain people. Like, I don't like sharing niggas with certain people. I know that sounds bad.
I mean, no, it don't, because I even had a situation where, like, I was fucking with a nigga and he started fucking with a bitch. And then after he was fucking with that bitch, I did not, like, we used to be, like, fucking each other raw. And then after the fact, I did not, like, I was like, nah, you gotta put a condom on.
Yeah, I get it.
Because I don't like that.
I remember.
It's giving prostitute. I don't like that.
I mean, and nothing against prostitutes, but...
Yeah, nothing against prostitutes, but I'm not trying to fuck you raw if you fucking one. Like, do what you... Like, you know what I mean? Get it how you live. If you a prostitute, get it how you live.
Right, right, right.
But I'm not trying to be fucking behind you raw.
Right. No, like, I agree with that, but I feel like a man judging you from your past... Like I said, it depends on your past, though. You know, like, nobody wants to be judged from their past.
So you're saying you don't 100% feel like it's 100% bad?
No, it's not 100% bad, because I definitely look at who you used to fuck with. I do. Because I feel like some people intellectually, not even sexually, intellectually, if that's the kind of girl or male or whatever you dated before me, if that's what you like, then I know you're not here intellectually, because I done had conversations with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I know, like, if that's what you like and that's what you dealt with for a long time, me and you ain't gonna
see. You can't like this.
Let me tell you something about me. I love intellectual, deep conversations. I'm not a surface level person.
Right.
I like to connect with people on different levels of things. Mm-hmm. Money and sexuality is cool, but that's not the
very
first thing.
Surface level.
Yeah, that's very, like, that's cool. I can find a nigga with money anywhere. I can find a nigga I'm attracted to anywhere. But if we're like this, that's a little different. So if you're there with me, then you attracted to a certain type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if a man wants to judge me off of the men I talked to for the past 3 years, go ahead. Because I honestly feel like my roster for the past 3 years, 90% hits. It ain't too many bad ones. Like, ain't no dumbass, nasty-ass, trash-ass, whack-ass, lame-ass niggas. Now, if you get to my roster when I was, like, 23, 24.
Yeah.
I know it's niggas out there that's like, yeah, I hit Lex P. First of all, that was 12, 13 years ago. I'm 35.
13?
Well, I gotta give me some age. Because I don't want to say a nigga hit me 8 years ago. That's kind of soon. After 7 years, it's off your credit, though.
So it's the same with the pussy fakes.
Same with the pussy fakes. Seven. Gotcha. If I hit you 7 years ago, we never had sex. It falls off your credit report. That's the rules.
I just be feeling like if it wasn't good, then I don't count it.
Nah, you can't do that.
Who said I can't?
That's not. That don't
Who
count.
Who you think they gonna believe, me or you?
Bro, you can't do that. If you fucked, you fucked.
Who you think they gonna believe, me or you?
Now, I believe in keeping your business to yourself.
Nigga be like, I fucked Drea, did you?
I'm dead. Nah, I don't like to lie. Like, if a nigga...
I'm not lying, I just asked, did you?
Well, I'm saying, if a guy you're fucking with asks you, oh, you used to fuck that nigga, you gonna lie just because the sex was bad? That ain't solid.
That's fine.
What? So you gonna lie?
I'm not gonna lie, but I'm just not gonna even talk about it. I'm not gonna talk about it.
If he's like asking you.
If he asks me, I'm gonna tell the truth, but I have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Well, not everybody goes by that now.
But that's what I'm saying. If he asks, then yeah, but like, honestly, one thing I can honestly say, majority of the time, niggas that I be fucking with, they never know each other or be cool with each other, except for that one time. But majority of the time, they never know each other and be cool with each other.
I know, but sometimes it happens. Like, I
but it really don't be happening. I've only had that shit happen to me one time, and when it did happen, a nigga asked me, and I told him, I said, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. But I did some hoe ass shit. I broke the code. When I first met Throwback Bae, I think I told this on a past episode. On the first date, I told on myself. I said, hey, I fucked your friend, but I want to fuck you now. He said, oh, I already knew. I just wanted to see if he was going to tell me. I said, pull that dick out. Pull that dick out. I wanted to get it all out of the table. I wanted him so fucking bad.
See?
I told on myself. You know how much swag you got to have for a bitch to tell on herself?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, I feel like I told on myself, too. But I feel
like... because he was swagged up. It was worth it.
But I feel like this is the thing, and I feel like this is an issue with men. Use your common sense. Use your context clues. If a woman is telling you, hey, I used to fuck with your friend, or I used to talk to your friend, please know and please understand that she fucked that nigga. Because if she did not fuck that nigga, she wouldn't be telling you.
Right.
Niggas that I didn't fuck, I don't care if that's your brother. If I didn't fuck him, ain't no point for me to have the conversation
right.
with
no,
you.
No, I agree.
If we
I
were
agree.
Just texting or he had my number or some shit like that, if we've never went on a date, we've never kissed, we never did anything intimately, I don't need to tell you about that. If I'm telling you about it, it's because I gave that nigga some pussy. Mm-hmm. So, in my situation, the nigga thought that I didn't give the nigga no pussy, but he thought I was just saying I fucked with him. Like, I went on some dates with him and shit. Why would I tell you about that if I did not give that nigga some pussy?
Right. But I'll also say this. I like to tell people things because I want to tell you. I'd rather you hear it from me than hear it from the streets. So I like to beat niggas to the punch because niggas be hating. Especially if they see you with a bitch that they wasn't done fucking with yet. Because niggas' bitches get taken every day. So if a man starts fucking with a girl that another nigga wasn't done with, the first thing they gonna say, oh, you fucking with Lex P? Man, I used to be fucking on her. But tell them how you was in love with me, though. Tell them how I used to be paying my bills. They leave that part out.
They be leaving everything
out. They like
out.
To leave that part out. But that's why I like to beat people to the punch and let them know, like, if I start fucking with you and I used to fuck with somebody that you know or somebody from your past or somebody that you beefed up with that you don't get along with, I like to
I'm not gonna fuck with an op.
I done fucked with an op before.
You have? That ain't solid.
I don't care. This pussy is not solid. Very much soft and gushy. But I wasn't fucking with him no more.
Dead. It don't matter. You don't fuck with the nigga op.
You ain't my nigga no
it's
more.
It's so many niggas, though. I feel like it's so many niggas out there. I would not fuck. Like, if I know that a nigga hates a specific nigga, I would not go fuck with him.
Oh, that's good for you, baby.
I'm just saying I wouldn't. Like, not your friend.
That's even worse. I think that's even worse because that's somebody they got to talk to and deal with. Is it worse to fucking off?
It's more of a reflection. It's more of a reflection of your friend than me. If you want to be honest.
Honestly, it's on both y'all.
Nah, I think it's more of a reflection of your friend because your friend owe you the loyalty. Because that's your friend.
I'm sorry. I think it's worse to fuck. Can y'all let us know in the comments? Who is it worse to fuck? The op or they friend?
I think the op.
Honestly, because
he hate this nigga.
No, but bro, let me tell you something right now. I'm thinking of somebody that I don't necessarily liked. So,
like a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
If she fucked like Throwback Bae, I'm going to be mad, yeah. But that shit going to hurt worse if Throwback Bae fucked you. So, you are right then. I said the op worse. Right? No, I said the friend worse. You said the op worse.
Yeah, I said the op is worse.
No, yeah, the friend is worse. Friend is way worse. If you fuck Throwback Bae, I would be fucking devastated, dog.
Well, yeah,
but
of
if an op fucked him, I'd be like, damn.
But again, going back to what I said, that's more of a reflection. That more has to do with your friend. Like, your friend
that's what
is
I'm saying.
A
that
weak
hurts,
ass bitch.
Yeah, and that hurts worse because I thought you was my friend. My bro. That nigga my homie.
But sometimes... It just depends on your definition of friend, because you don't really be friends with people.
I mean, we
some
need...
Some people don't be friends. Like,
we definitely...
Like, when I fucked the nigga that I fucked with first, he thought that the nigga that I fucked with after him was his friend. And that nigga mine, they really wasn't friends.
That's some fucked up shit, though.
Again, a reflection more so on the friend than me, because I don't owe
but
neither one
why,
of y'all nothing.
But that's why I say it's worse. At least with an op, you know where you stand. With a friend, that's fucked up. I'm sitting over here thinking you my friend and you sucking my nigga dick. That's why it's worse. With an op, I expect you to fuck my nigga. I expect that from an op. Like, as an op, if you a lit ass nigga and you fucking all the lit bitches, you know the thing that a nigga gonna do is go for your money. and go for your bitch.
Not trying to be funny, but my ops ain't lead, so my niggas don't want to fuck them.
I hope she watching this.
Who?
A few of them. Whoever them bitches is.
None of y'all is lead. I hope they watch it too. The fuck?
I cannot wait till somebody just has a whole like episode talking about you.
About who?
You.
Why they gonna talk about me?
Cause you the ops.
Bitches would never. Bitches would never. Like, cause first of all, bitches is not gonna do that. But I don't ever even be talking about nobody specific. I just be talking about shit in general.
See how she lied that quick, y'all?
I didn't lie. I only am laughing because you so fucking petty and so childish and always making shit bigger than what it gotta be. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever be talking about nobody specific. It's a lot of hoes that don't like me.
And I don't
like y'all neither, but y'all ain't lead. That's all I'm saying.
And they can't fuck your nigga.
They can't fuck my nigga. You can't come on this show.
What else? They ain't got no Chanel. And
even if you make a video, you ain't gonna have more watches, no more views than me. Like,
talk your shit. Show them the rolly.
No.
Damn.
Who cares?
Me.
I'm saying, who cares though about an op? Like, you always is weird. Fuck y'all.
So, yeah, let us know in the comments because I need to know because, bitch, you tripping.
Alex, who was your ops?
Because
you just said somebody specific you was thinking about. Who was you thinking about?
I was just lying for the conversation. I don't even have ops.
Yeah, you do.
I do? Mm-hmm. Who?
I know some.
You don't know nobody.
Next topic.
Everybody fuck with me. In my face.
Everybody fuck with me in my face.
No,
too.
But what I'm saying is you really got an op out there. She wants to, she don't want to be an op though. Actually, let me not even call her op. She a fan. So you're right, that don't count.
Who is this person?
Irrelevant.
That's why I don't know exactly.
Exactly.
I'm confused why we even giving her this much shine.
But what I'm saying
is, whoever she is, because I don't know.
Nobody out there that I'm beefed up with or that like we openly don't like each other. Because people are friendly to my face.
Hoes be asking
I don't have
questions
no
about me.
I don't. Oh, you do got an op. Now that you said that, you do got an op, and she wants your life.
No, she don't. She got what she wanted. Congrats.
I hate it here.
But no, how's that going, Queen? Congrats.
Okay, but like I was saying, you do got an op. You do got an op. Sorry, you do. You do, sis. You do.
That's not an op,
that's
though.
That's an op, though.
No, how?
That's an op, though. Driving out the lot, though. She a thought, though.
Facts. That part is facts. But how? Is it an op? I'm really curious.
We'll talk about it after the show, because we didn't gave this enough shine. But I don't have any ops, to my knowledge.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't have nobody.
I can think of an op, you guys.
It's a nigga.
No, it's a girl.
We'll talk about this later.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, XP.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And y'all already know, we love BetterHelp. So we gonna tell y'all about BetterHelp if you don't already know about BetterHelp.
Which y'all should already know, and y'all should already be signed up. But if you not,
yes.
Tell them a little bit about BetterHelp.
Yes, so it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional counselor that you can do securely online. So basically, you download this app on your phone, your computer, whatever, and it sets you up with a counselor within 24 to 48 hours. So if you've never tried therapy, this is for you. I know, like, the word therapy scares people.
It does.
They feel like, oh, you got to go to an office, you got to pay all this money. But no, we've partnered with BetterHelp to get you therapy in the comfort of your own home.
And it makes it so much easier. You know, like Lex and I have both said before, we both use this program. We both love it. I talk to my counselor every week. So does she. So y'all need to just make sure that y'all go ahead and go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds. And you will get a discount off of your first month.
Get you some help now. Look, you done did all the topics this week. Go ahead, sis.
I want to also talk about having uncomfortable conversations with your friends. Like, you know, those conversations that you need to have that are necessary and conducive to the growth of the friendship, but you don't necessarily want to have them because you like, it's awkward. I don't know how this person gonna take it. I just don't really feel like discussing this right now. But like I said, it's necessary. How do you go about having uncomfortable conversations with your friends? Because see,
oh, go ahead.
I choose not to unless I fuck with you like that. if you kind of get on my nerves, then I just be like, I don't win. You got to talk
about
it.
That's not a friend then.
I mean, I know. That's why it's like, bye.
Well, we talking about people that are your friends, though.
Yeah, I think my definition of friend has grown over the years.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
In the past, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be like people I was cool with or whatever, and it was like they would do little shit, and I would be like, oh, yeah, maybe,
just
I,
let it slide.
Maybe I should have a conversation with them, but I don't really care if we're not friends no more. So, cool.
I had a situation one time. My friend was musty. I had to tell her she was musty. I thought it was just like a one-time incident, but she was musty multiple times. That was an uncomfortable conversation to have. You know how hard it is to tell somebody.
Can I please know who it is?
You already know who it is. It's the one I told you. I used to have to tell her to brush her teeth.
Oh, yeah. That's your op, too.
That ain't my op. I think she's gotten over it. As have I. As have I. And she could never. Bitch, you could never. Ever. I don't care. I'm going to shout out.
I put that shit on in every way.
I'm going to shout out Nightmare on Keith Street till she come on this goddamn show, bro. Because I want her to come on the show and read y'all down. But anyways, no, that's not my op. But yeah, I had to have a you know how uncomfortable it is to have a conversation with somebody, another grown woman, about their hygiene? I did not want to do that, but I cared about her. So yeah, I had to sit her down and be like, baby girl. One of the best things about being a woman that men love and that you should love about yourself.
Not you grabbed her like that.
I did. It's smelling good. I was talking like Loretta Devine, like her grandma. Baby, now, the best thing you can do is smell good. You got to wash between your legs. You got to get. I had to teach her about a whole bath. She didn't even know about a whole bath.
She didn't?
No. Hit the hot spots.
So she didn't bathe?
No.
I'm concerned.
I'm not even lying, y'all. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like I said, I cared about her. I cared about her. So I feel like if you care about somebody, uncomfortable conversations are going to be uncomfortable, but they're necessary and they're needed. Like, even when me and you was doing bad, bitch, it was conversations that we didn't want to have.
Bringing
but we
shit up again every episode. Brother.
I don't give a damn. I'm gonna talk about that shit every day because I'm proud of us and I'm proud of our growth. So therefore, it was a lot of love there. So we had those conversations.
Yeah.
If you and your mom are mad at each other, you gonna have a conversation with your mom, right? Because that's your mom and you care about her and you love her.
Yeah.
If they're whether it's a friend, don't do Barb. Do not do Barbara.
Sometimes I don't be like, but that's just me. I don't necessarily like having conversations with people sometimes.
But this is the thing about you, though.
So it's not about whether I love you or not. It's just sometimes I just don't feel like having the conversation.
But let me tell you something about yourself, Drea. You won't have a conversation, but you'll sit there and be passive aggressive. And that's not cool either. You're a sick bitch. Because that's the shit you'll do.
But I'm not passive aggressive with my mama.
I'm not saying that you are, but I've seen you do it to other people. I've experienced it. So it's like, instead of using all that energy to be passive aggressive, why not just have a conversation? That don't feel uncomfortable to you to be so passive aggressive sometimes rather than just have a conversation and get it out in the air?
I don't know. In the past, I felt like no, because I don't got to talk to you.
So you just gonna be a bitch?
Like, I don't got to talk to you. So it's like, you could be over there, I'm going to be over here. That's really how I feel. Like, now I don't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. I choose to have conversations with people now. I choose to have conversations these days. Please don't try to reduce my growth.
I'm talking about what you used to do.
I have not grown in the past years. Let me go.
Hold my hand.
No.
This is a moment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What kind of moment is it?
The growth.
Girl, I'm dead. But no, but I don't know, because in the past, I just always kind of felt like I don't need to have conversations with a person who getting on my nerves. Like, fuck you.
Like I said, if it's somebody that gets on your nerves that you don't care about, whatever. But if it's somebody you care about, things need to be said. So I'll have to agree to disagree.
No, you can agree to disagree, because I feel like you've always felt this way, and it's cool. I'm just saying how I personally used to feel. Like, I've always just kind of been a person that is like, not to be rude or nothing, but I just always kind of feel like I don't really need people.
It's not about needing them.
I know, but I'm talking about how I felt. That's all I'm saying. How you feel, it's how you feel. How I feel, it's how I feel. I'm just saying how I used to feel about it. I used to just feel like I don't need people. I don't need to be cool with you. So if you're doing some shit that's getting on my nerves, or if we have a disagreement or whatever, I don't really need to be friends with you, because I'm going to keep it 100. The people that I really consider to be like my best friends, that I talk to all the time and mm-hmm. I consider to be my closest friends, I don't have issues with them. We don't really be having issues. Like, my two best friends, my two main best friends, and on top of that, you, I think I've had like one disagreement with both of them over the years.
You're right. I don't know y'all's, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, like, I've had, like, one big fallout with one of my friends that you know about, and one big fallout with my other friends. Other than that, it's, I mean, not other friends, but other friends.
Yeah. No,
but other than that, we haven't had, like, we don't be having, like, major issues.
No, I agree with you on that.
Because I get along with my friends. I don't be having major issues with them. So if it's a person who I constantly am having issues with all the time, like, bitch.
I should be thinking about how violent you are when you, like, just fail with people. That's why I'm laughing.
How am I violent?
Because you're violent!
No, I'm not. Because if I was violent, we would have been fought a long time ago.
Who, me and you?
Yeah.
But, no, I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about other situations. Like
with who?
I don't want to... Can I say what happened?
You can say what happened as long as you don't say the person.
I'm not going to say the person, but you definitely almost threw a glass at somebody's head.
And I did not fuck with her. So, we're further proving my point. It was somebody I did not care about. Because I done had, like I said, I done had major fallouts with other friends once before, and I still never tried to.
No, I don't fight. I don't argue. I just hit that bitch with a bottle.
That's facts.
Definitely giving Brooke Valentine.
Yeah, I be tired of people. Like, I just be getting fed up with people. So, yeah, like I said, going back to the topic at hand, I just never used to feel the need to have discussions with people, because if you get on my nerves that much, bitch, I don't really care.
Okay, so how do you feel today and now? Uncomfortable convos with friends. Are you going to have those conversations?
I'm going to have one if I need to, but fortunately enough, my friendships don't really require that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
right. No, but I feel like also as you grow, petty things that you used to care about and argue about don't even matter anymore. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel you on that. Like, it's some conversations like we don't even have to have because certain things just don't matter. So I get it. Mm-hmm. So now we going to get into the bed. Hey.
The bed.
I locked it up in a long time.
The bed.
Ow. So, let's talk, because something recently came out. Shout out to Jessie Wu. She did an episode about Pootie Tang. And Pootie Tang is a character that we've always talked about on the show, so I have to lay this to rest today. I'm not talking about Pootie Tang no more after today. But
rest in peace, Pootie Tang.
Rest in peace, Pootie Tang.
That's the name of the episode I like.
Rest in peace, Pootie. Damn, Pootie.
Damn, Pootie Poo.
So, yes, but it just made me think, thinking about that situation, what are three things in bed that are absolutely just off limits to you? We're not kink shaming. We're not. Because I consider us, I think that we're freaky and we'll try stuff. Compared to like the other freaks and shit like that, we're not that freaky. But, you know, our freaky level is up there. I would say we about a 6 on a scale of 10.
Yeah, I think we're a good 6.
Yeah, a good 6. You know what I'm saying? But what are three things for you that are absolutely just off limits in the bedroom?
Don't put on my lingerie.
Okay. Men wearing lingerie, you don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
Okay. I just got a visual.
I don't like that shit. Don't do that. Don't try to pee on me.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Don't try to pee on me. I do not.
I've never been pissed on.
I don't want it.
But that. I would try it like in the shower or something.
Mm-mm, I don't want that.
No pee-pee?
No. Okay. No, do not pee on me.
Don't pee-pee on Lil Drea. Noted. You sure?
I'm positive. Well, I do not want you peeing on me. It's just nothing about it is giving a fun time.
Well, no, I think it's just the thought of it. Like, sometimes in the bed, I do like to feel like I'm being degraded. Like, I like to be called a bitch. I like to maybe a light tap. Like this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just a light little tap. Not a smack, but just a light little tap.
Bro.
Sorry.
All that is fine.
Maybe pop my tongue a little bit if I start. Shut up. A little newspaper hit me like
all
a little
ball. That is fine, but don't fucking pee on me. No, absolutely not. I don't like that shit. I don't like the way pee smell. I don't like pee. I don't like it. I don't care if it's clear. Whatever the fuck it is, it still got a smell. I don't like pee. No, that's disgusting. And I'm not trying to kink shame, but for me, it's just a no. It's a no for me.
I've never tried it, but like I said, if but my
you,
man likes
you seem like you would be into
if,
it.
No, I'm not. That I'm not saying that I'm into it, but if my man wanted to try it, like, in the shower... I would try
What's
it.
What's the fucking point in the shower? That's stupid as fuck. You already wet.
Exactly. I don't want... You gonna piss on me in my bed?
I think that that's how the real peers do
well,
it.
Well, I'm not a real... It's levels to the pissiness.
It's levels to being pissy.
Not it's levels to being peed on. Well, I would be at the beginner level of pissing.
I think the real pissers pee in the bed.
Well, I'm not a real pisser. I would be a beginner pisser.
Don't nobody want a beginner pisser. That sound boring.
No, it's better than
nothing.
If
you don't do it right.
It's better than no pee. A little pee is better than no pee.
No, I think that if you gonna get peed on, you need to get peed on.
I wouldn't get peed on in the shower.
No. The shower is wet. How you gonna even know what's the difference between the pee and the water?
But how do you know what real pissers like anyway? You don't even know. You don't even know what a real pisser likes.
That's what they told me. I know a real pisser.
Shout out to the real pisser.
Little pee pee. Shout out to you.
Okay, but what's the third thing?
Number three. Don't be trying to push it in my ass.
Like what? It's don't, already bubbling.
And don't nut in my eyes.
Oh, I got a bad experience with that. So I agree.
I do too.
Yeah.
Don't nut in my eye. Don't try to put nothing in my ass besides like a finger. A booty plug.
Yeah.
You know, little things.
Little stuff.
Don't try to put your dick in my ass.
Not that tight old thing.
Mm. It's gonna push it back out.
You have a violent booty hole, bro. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. That booty hole is violent.
You ain't never seen it?
Yes, I have.
Not in action.
Yes, I have. I've seen it. I've seen your booty hole way more than I should have. I used to change Jax's diaper for 3 years, and I've seen your booty hole more than I've seen
Jax. You have not seen my booty hole that many times. It's nice, though.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so the three things that are absolutely off limits for me in bed. I'm not into too much, like, dressing up shit. Like, when they put the little furry animal shit on, like, when people want to fuck with stuff like that on, like, the animals bringing all that shit, I don't like that. That's weird to me. It makes me think of, what's the word called? Bestiality. Like, it makes me feel like you really want to be fucking a cow or a horse right now. But that's like a world of, like, things that people do. They put on, like, animal costumes and have sex, so.
People be fucking animals, too. That's a whole other world as well.
There was a guy that went to my school. And
Nah.
No. Well, he stuck his thing in a goat. And it was like, meh. I was there.
You watched it?
We were all in high school. I was like, I saw it. Poor goat. Rest in peace, Billy, because I know he was never the same.
You watched it?
I mean, we were there. It was outside.
Bro, the Karen come out of you more and more every episode.
I didn't like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, do it. I was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's like
you was like, oh, my God.
It's like a car wreck. It's like, you know you're not supposed to watch it, but you like, is he really going to do this, bro? I was in ninth grade my freshman year. I will never forget.
Did he wear a condom?
I don't think so. I don't even remember, really, because that was like one of the first times I remember I really got, like, shit-faced.
Trent.
Not shit-faced.
Trent. No, he was out of line.
Let me pull up, because...
Trent was cutting up.
The LCM girl's about to be in my DMs like, bitch, I can't believe you told that story.
Lex, see, I was watching...
He didn't, like, fuck it.
He just stuck it in.
He, like, stuck it in and took it out.
And the ghost did what?
Bah!
No, that's like that fucking episode of Black Mirror.
Yes, with the pig.
Yeah, with the fucking pig. That shit was, well, he fucked that pig, though.
And that pig liked it.
No, he didn't.
How you know?
Because he could tell he didn't.
You don't even know.
He was crying.
No, I said the pig liked it.
The pig was crying.
You don't know what Porky Bro, was doing.
We could hear it. The pig was crying.
Or was he moaning? I'm done with this conversation.
Nah, that nigga was sweating, too. He was putting in work.
Not the baloney. Stop. How did this conversation... This is disgusting.
Love salami.
Okay, so that was my first...
Ain't that what they call dick anyway? God. Salami.
Was that my first one? Yeah, only name one. My second one would be... I didn't even get a list together because I forgot. My second one would be... I think we talked before. I'm not into shit, farting.
So you're not a scatter.
That's what they're called?
It's called scatting.
Well, I'm not scatting. That's the only scatting I know. Sweet apples, sweet apples, sweet. No scatting for me, bitch. Period. This ain't no jazz club, honey. I'm not scatting, shitting, pooping, farting. I don't like that. I just think that's... It just stinks. It stinks.
It's scat.
I don't like that. No scatting.
We don't like
scat. We don't like scatters. Do you know any scatters?
Do I know people that...
You know pissers?
I do know a pisser.
Do you know a scatter?
I don't think so, because I don't think that that's something that most people are comfortable disclosing. Right. Like, pee is different. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean... That's a little weird to me, too, but I think that it's more acceptable than scatting.
Okay.
You know? So, no, I don't know any scatters. Let me Google it to make sure, but I do think it's called scatting.
Wow. I've never heard of scatting.
A scatter? Mm. So you're completely against scatting. I am as well.
And another thing that I'll never do, and I wanted to make this more, like, regular things. I know y'all know I don't like threesomes, but I know some women actually get off watching their man fuck another woman. I don't want to see that shit. That is something unacceptable.
So swinging.
Don't ask me to do that shit. Don't ask to watch me fuck another man. Don't ask me to watch you fuck another bitch.
Scat sex, a slang term for coprophilia, fecophilia, fecophilia, or coprolalia. It's a paraphernalia involving sexual pleasure through human feces, or rather its excretion. In the case of consuming feces, generally scat play is scat play is safe when played alone and safe with a partner if one uses protection so as not to come in direct contact with the partner's excrement.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's called scatting, so I was right.
Not the zwee double dwee sex.
There's so many good names we could name this episode. Should we name it Dwee Double, Dwee Double?
Zwee Double, Dwee Double, Dwee Dick. I do not.
Dwee Double Dick.
I do not want no Zwee Double, Dwee Dick, bitch. No. I am fucking disturbed. I just want to stop. So, yes.
Not the Dwee Dwobble.
Yes. That's it for me.
Dweeble Swobble, but we don't fall down.
You're going to hell. Let's move on.
No, you gotta say your third one.
I did. I said I don't want a man to ask me to watch me get fucked, or okay. I don't want to watch somebody fuck my man.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that. There's a name for it, but I can't. It's like a cuck or something.
Okay.
A cuckold. Yeah, I'm not into that shit. I don't like that. No.
Okay.
Because if you see me fucking a nigga, you gonna get mad because I might start liking that shit too.
I might fuck him better than I fuck you.
Oh, he gonna be like, you ain't never did that. Pause.
Sure didn't.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And we want to put y'all on some game, per usual, like we always do. So we want to tell y'all about Honey.
Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. It's even found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
Honey is something that you add onto your browser and it's going to save you money without even trying. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Yes, we love Honey. We always ordering stuff online, so we love a good discount code. And Honey has plenty of them.
Yes, when we was in Miami, we needed a speaker. So we got a speaker and we got a discount on it because we had the Honey applied already. I said, what?
And I still got that speaker at my house. I was using it yesterday.
We love a good deal.
We love a little discount.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go to joinhoney.com/poorminds and get you a Honey app and start saving money.
And get you a speaker.
So now, we haven't done this in a while, but we're going to break down some lyrics today.
We can do this in a minute.
Yes, but this had to be broken down. I can't believe we've never even done this song.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason
am I rapping? Are you
this,
rapping?
Are you, show them how it's done, Lil D. The reason I wanted to do this song because he did an interview and he was like, I can't believe I said that. I sounded like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, so hit it.
Start from the beginning?
Yeah. No, not the beginning, just from his verse.
That's what I'm saying, the beginning. You know I thug them, fuck them, love them, leave them, because I don't fucking need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, but I don't fucking feed them.
Wait.
Okay.
Now, you going to fuck me, love me, but you can't even feed me?
No, bitch.
Jay-Z, not even a fucking burger?
He didn't say, well.
But this is how I feel. If you fucking a bitch, the bare minimum is taking her to dinner, bro.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, that's not even the worst part. That's not even the worst part. But we know, now we know, if any of y'all mamas or cousins or aunties ever brag about fucking Jay-Z, I'm going to be like,
back then, bitch.
You wasn't getting shit,
you wasn't
huh?
Nothing but a dollar in a dream.
You wasn't getting nothing
not
but
even
a wet
a dollar.
Ass. I'm like, oh, was he talking about your mama and Big Pimpin'?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look, hun. You might want to keep that story to yourself. Go ahead.
First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talking about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe them. In a cut where I keep them till I need a nut, till I need to beat the gust, and it's beep, beep, and I'm picking them up, let them play with the dick in the truck.
Nah, I like that. we like to play with a little dick in the truck now. So, in the cut where I keep them,
mm-hmm.
till I need a nut,
till I need to beat the goods.
So, you gonna let a nigga just
beep, beep, and I'm picking them up.
What?
I'm picking your ass up.
I can't believe y'all was letting niggas treat you like this. Jay-Z.
Do niggas still not be talking? I feel like niggas still be talking the same way, though.
Yes, but it's Jay-Z. It's Mr. Beyonce. It's Mr. No.
But this was before he was Mr. Carter.
I know,
don't play
still,
with him like that.
But still.
Don't play with him like that. He is not Mr. Beyonce.
I'm just saying.
But this is before the end.
Okay.
So, you know, people have to grow. People have to evolve.
But don't let no nigga keep you in the cut till he ready to nut. Y'all know that's poor crew talk 101.
That's
first
poor
of all.
Behavior. And I'm not talking about POUR.
All right.
Okay. Many chicks want to put Jigga fist in cuffs, divorce him and split his back. Divorce him and split his books just because you got good head. I'm break bread so you could be living it up.
Damn. So he know you giving him good sloppy toppy good pussy. And he's still like, bitch, if your lights get cut off, good luck. Call me when they back on and you done wash your pussy.
Not my problem.
Jay-Z was the type of nigga that was dropping you off to the Marcy Projects where he got out of. You still living in the Marcy Projects. He dropping your ass off and not making sure you straight. Let me know when you're
able to wash. He want that pussy to be clean, but he don't care if you got water.
Don't. Jay-Z!
But you know, they said the girl's pussy was funky back then.
Bring your hair sweaty because I love it when it's funky. David Banner, we going to talk about you next week. You ain't off the hook either.
David Banner used to be wildin'.
Wild boy.
All right, so should I part with nothing? Y'all be frontin' me, give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever mackin'.
Well, now we know you've lied.
Heart causes assassins. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Ho, get your ass in and let's rock.
Hey, as a whole ass thing as you are, that shit went hard.
We was riding.
Hey, rock. I'm not going to lie, Jay-Z. I take all that shit back. I would have gotten the car too, goddamn it. Let's rock. Hey, I was getting the car with Jay-Z.
You got to play. You got to do the little background music.
I should have been in the
No, first of all, no cap. They used to be my favorite music video. Like when they was on the yacht.
Oh, everybody wanted to be in that video.
And then Dame Dash had the champagne.
What was that girl's name? Everybody. Something. Her name started with a V. She was like the OG video vixen.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, she was like, oh my God. Like, we used to want to be her so bad. Vita, what's her name?
Guerrera.
Vita Guerrera. Yeah, so shout out to Vita Guerrera. You know she used to be working them video sets.
I think Melissa Ford was in that video, too.
Man, it was a lot of OG, like, video vixens, like, that used to be...
That's when bitches used to be getting paid, not that $500.
Yes, like, that used to be getting paid. It was, like, a point in time where, like, you wanted to be a video girl. Like, that was a career goal.
Back then, now I don't. They be getting $500. Mm. Maybe three.
All right. But what? Yeah, shout out to Jay-Z. We see the growth. Big Pimpin', classic record. But we see Beyonce came in there and switched his whole flow up, because you ain't rapped like that since.
Yeah, he don't be talking about that shit no more. He be knowing what the fuck going on.
Period. He's trying to say something too crazy, Beyonce come.
Hey.
Okay, so let's move on to the bop. Hey.
The bop.
Hey.
The bop.
Bow. 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 Okay, my bop this week is from an artist I just found. Let me just say, I love Tidal because it pays attention to what I listen to and it suggests me like music like that. So honestly, getting my bops of the week have been so easy. So Let me just say that. Shout out to Tidal. I love Tidal. And one more thing before I get into my bop. Y'all, when I say I dropped a playlist for y'all, it's going to be in the description box. Y'all don't be looking. Lex, where's your playlist? I literally post it in the description box below. Every week. I'm working on a new playlist for y'all, but for now, the playlist is in the description box. Okay? So, anyways, this is by Maida. I think that's how you say it, Maida. It's called Toxic. And baby, if this is not my life, she's basically talking about a toxic relationship. And we've all been there. Let me just read a little part of the lyrics for you. A beautiful kiss from my beautiful queen.
I was really looking at my hand like, what is that?
Okay, so the first verse says, would you still love me if I lied for you? Would you still kill me if I died for you? Sometimes I lay up on my ex just to get you jealous. Say you ain't done that before. Went somewhere with somebody, posted something just to make the nigga that you really care about mad.
Never my ex.
Well, not your ex, but I'm saying you've done stuff just to make somebody jealous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just did that last week.
Mm-hmm. I love the way you fuck me when you mad, bae. Blow the top off when you lay back. Blow the top off. That's some good dick, nah. So, yes, It's just a really relatable song. I feel like we've all been in toxic situations that we just didn't know how to get rid of. For me, I feel like that's how I used to be with rapper bae. He is so for the streets now. If y'all ever see Rapper Bay, you can definitely have that nigga.
Well, they don't know who he is.
Well, if the ones that do know who he is.
Y'all can have him. Y'all can have him.
Definitely for the streets. So, yeah, that's my bop of the week. Maida.
Damn, Rapper Bay.
That's M-A-E-T-A. And the name of the song is Toxic. She actually just dropped the whole EP and it's really good.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if I'm late as fuck. Well, I mean, I've heard, Wizkid songs before.
Oh!
I know! So, Wizkid got this got this song called Essence.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person that is featuring? How do you say her name or his name? Teams? Or is it Tims? I don't know how you say it. I think it's T-E-E-M-S.
I don't know.
I think. Or T-E-M-S.
Wizkid is called what?
Essence.
I haven't heard this song.
It's so...
Oh, Tim's.
I love this song, okay. Y'all. Oh, my God. It's such a vibe. It just makes me want to go on vacation and be laid out, in the middle of a safari. Sucking dick, too. You know, you can't leave the dick out.
Period.
The dick, if it ain't no dick, it ain't a vacation.
The dick is definitely getting sucked.
So, yes, I just love the song. It's such a vibe. I was listening to it. It's a boy.
We love a girl.
We love a boy. I was listening to it this morning when I was, getting ready to come up to the studio and stuff. And it's just such a good song. So, yeah, make sure y'all check it out.
I can't wait to see who you're going to be fucking on this summer.
What the fuck?
What? I know it's just going to be full of adventures and excitement.
You can't wait to see who I'm going to be fucking on this? Me? What about us?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, not that we going to be fucking on the same person.
No.
I'm having to clarify things.
I just saw how good of a birthday that you had. I just know I'm about to have a good birthday. Because we outside now, and I got my nigga back, and it's just amazing.
Oh, we outside.
Oh.
it. Okay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And we're going to talk about Green Chef today.
You know, we love talking about food. We get excited when we do the food ads.
So y'all know, like, we be busy now. You know what I'm saying? We booked and busy, child. So Green Chef is a meal kit, and it's organic. So they're going to send ingredients to your home. They're pre-packaged, perfectly portioned, mostly prepped, so you're cutting your cooking time in half. This is super easy. I love it. So y'all know we do HelloFresh. But, you know, HelloFresh done bought Green Chef. BDB's in the building.
Period.
You know
what I'm saying? Hello.
So now Green Chef is a part of the HelloFresh family, and it's pretty much the same thing, but it's organic meals, so, and you have more options.
Yeah.
Healthier foods, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you know, and it's really hard to eat healthy, too, the busier that you get. But I think we've been doing a pretty good job, and HelloFresh been helping us out, you know, them black bean and corn quesadillas I made you last week.
Five.
Bussy.
Did it. Cinco de Mayo was never the same.
Period.
Yes, so go to greenchef.com/90poorminds and use code 90poorminds to get $90 off and free shipping on your Green Chef order, y'all. That's greenchef.com/90poorminds. Don't say we ain't give y'all nothing now.
$90 and free shipping. You heard it right.
I gotta do the little dance. Yeah, out. So shout out to WizKid, Essence. We love the Naja Beats, the Naja Boys.
We love the Najas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're getting to my favorite segment. I love it. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure y'all email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. Okay? You want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to hear things from the female perspective, so I thought it would be nice to hit y'all up for advice. I'm 30 and I have been with the same person for 6 years. I'm pretty successful and I take really good care of her financially and in bed. Ooh. Problem is, I'm bored as hell with her. She's not boring sexually, but I guess since we've been together so long, I think I'm just bored with her. I try to do things to entertain her, spontaneous weekend trips and shit, but she's kind of lame.
Even so, he had to say, damn.
Lately, I've been kicking it with other women, and I'm not sneaking around. I just haven't brought it up, if that makes sense. Also, prior to this period in life, I hadn't cheated. So, is it wrong to break up with her?
No, it's wrong to stay with her.
Yeah, I agree.
It's wrong to stay with her. A lot of times, people be feeling bad. It's okay to grow out of a relationship. People put time limits on things and think, oh, just because I've been with you for X amount of years, that doesn't mean anything. It's okay to move on. You're actually doing more damage by staying with her. You're not doing her no favors. Give her to somebody that's not going to be bored with her, that's going to love her right. And you need to be with somebody that excites you. You're cheating yourself and her. Because trust me, the way you feeling, she feels that. A lot of times people think that, oh, I'm doing the right thing. I'm giving you the energy. Women can feel that. Men can feel that. When somebody's not loving you properly, you can feel that. So do yourself a favor and let it go.
Yeah. Move on. Let it go. Mm-hmm. It's looking like another love TKO. I don't think you should lead people on. You know what I mean? If you've already started talking to other women and you're dealing with other women, clearly you're not invested. You're not emotionally invested into that situation anymore. So I think you should just let it go. Like, don't do her like that. Because y'all been together for a long time. 6 years is a long time. So you at least owe that to her, to be honest. Yeah. And let her know that you feel like, you know, the relationship has ran its course.
Period.
So.
All right. Your show popped up on my YouTube suggestions in the beginning of the year, and I've been hooked ever since. Thanks, YouTube. This is a podcast for the bad bitches. I'm 23 and I'm struggling with tapping into my feminine side. I've been a tomboy my whole life, so now that I'm older, I feel like I don't know how to flirt with these niggas without coming off as the homie or the girl next door. What are your tips for flirting and being more feminine, sensual around niggas? P.S. I wanted to know if y'all had any recommendations on red and white wines. I hate to do a shameless plug, but go to brightsellers.com. Not being funny. It literally will, you will take a quiz and they'll get like what your palate likes and it'll send you wines that are good for you. So go to brightsellers.com/poorminds. You're going to get like 50% off of 6 bottles and you get a 7 bottle for free.
And this is a red blend right here.
Yeah, this is a red blend. It's really good. But like I said, you can actually get something that you like because we don't have the same palate.
Right.
So y'all, make sure y'all go to brightsellers.com/poorminds. Get you some wine. If you are not a wine drinker but you want to get into that, this is a good place to start for real.
It is. It definitely is.
So
back to, I think I can relate to that, though, because I was kind of a tomboy growing up. And I feel like I didn't really, like, tap into my feminine side till I really started working at the club. And I had to talk to niggas to make my money. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's okay to be yourself. If you're goofy or if you're tomboyish, you're going to attract a guy that likes that. But I feel like, you know, get you some lingerie. That's, like, a first little thing, like, I started doing, like, getting into lingerie. I got into lingerie when I was probably, like, 25. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, me and Garfield. I used to put Garfield in them slangs, bitch.
How?
No, see, we ain't ask all that now. God damn. So I feel like do little things for yourself to feel sexy. If you don't find yourself sexy, nobody else is going to find you sexy.
Yeah.
So do things that make you feel good, that make you feel flirtatious, that make you feel like, I look good. Because when you feel sexy, it's that flirtiness is going to come natural. Like, when I feel like I look like a bad bitch and my hair done, my hair, like, I'm laid, I'm in some lingerie, I can't even help it but just to be like, you know, because it just, it comes out of you. So that was my advice. Get some lingerie. Start doing things to make yourself feel sexy.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if you don't want to be a tomboy anymore, like, the biggest thing to tapping into your feminine side is, like, getting you some lingerie, feeling sexy, you know, maybe getting you some more feminine attire.
Do a little makeup.
Yeah, get into more feminine things. Like, it's so many YouTube tutorials and stuff that you can watch. Learn how to do your makeup. Learn how to maybe do your own hair.
Get you some little heels.
Get you some nice little heels. Go get your nails done. Go make sure you keep your toes and your nails done all the time. Niggas love that. Like I said, get into perfume. Start getting you some perfume. Yes. Smell good. Like, I don't know. I just feel like everything, it's so many different things you could do that can, like, boost your confidence.
Yes.
You
know what I mean? Because I feel like as goofy and as silly as I am, when it's date night, all that
shit
go.
She puts that shit on.
I put that shit on and all that shit go out the window. Because I feel sexy. So as soon as a nigga come pick me up or he see me, he be like, God, he ain't thinking about Lex P on here. He thinking about Lex P from, you know what I'm
saying? Down there, down yonder. You know,
he ain't thinking about these knock-knock jokes, nigga. Real talk.
Lex, they said I be eyeing you in the comments.
Because you horny. You know what it is.
I don't, but I just can't help but look at your coochie. It just you be can't sitting. Even see. Yeah, you can. It's hey, always y'all. Sitting there.
This coochie is out, Drea.
Is it?
Look at it right there.
That ain't my coochie.
That is your coochie. If y'all want to see Drea's coochie, buy the shirt.
That's a thoochie.
A thigh? The thigh
it's
area?
It's the thigh area meets the coochie.
That's a thoochie. It's the thoochie. Anyway.
I love how Lex done gave me all the long questions this week. She thinks she...
This week?
She thinks she's slick.
I do it every week.
Hey there, beautiful ladies. Shout out to the poor crew. Texas girls do it better. My girlfriend and I are both over 30, been in a relationship for about 8 years. She's my soulmate and always down for the cause. Aww. We like to spice it up. We enjoy having threesomes with certain men of our standards. Yes, we're bisexual.
Ooh-wee.
At the beginning of quarantine, I noticed my ex was in my DMs. I didn't think anything of it, just left the message on scene. After months and months of curving him, I talked to my lady about it and she said, let's give it a shot and see if he can handle both of us. I'm literally giving you a second chance to fuck with me, and I've laid out the blueprint for you. I got a bad bitch who was willing to suck the soul out some dick with me. He wanted to be exclusive, which was cool with us, so boom, we've been rocking hard for at least 6 to 7 months. Now this nigga wants to go ghost again. Right now I'm thinking, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm ready to pull up and clown his ass, only because he really hurt my lady's feelings so badly, and she already had her guard up. We demand some type of closure, though. Not we demand. Like, you wasted our time. So what should we do? Just mark this shit as a dub or pull up on him?
Mark that shit as a dub. Like,
because y'all can't demand nothing from nobody.
Yeah, like, y'all have each other. Y'all are in a relationship. Like, he kind of, like, got what he wanted from you, and he's just ready to move on. Actions speak louder than words. What y'all want him to say it for you? He don't fuck with y'all no more.
Yeah, for somebody it sounds, to ghost you.
It sounds harsh, but it is what it is. So I feel like y'all just need to take your shit as a dub and move on. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all are in love. Y'all have each other. There is plenty of niggas out here who have a fantasy of fucking, that probably have a fantasy of fucking y'all. So I just feel like leave that nigga where he at. obviously he's not a real man who can have a conversation. So he's doing y'all a favor. Y'all dodged a bullet. So leave that nigga where he at.
Yeah, I think that y'all just need to let it go. Because to me, sometimes certain shit just don't even be worth reacting to. And like you said, like sometimes when it come to people, he already showed you who he was before, and then you gave him a second chance. So this time, he just kind of confirmed
it. Right. So, I feel like he just wanted to see if he could do it, and he liked it, so he kept it going for a while. But
and then he got tired of it, you know? So now he doing his own thing, and I just be like, fine, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Doing my own thing.
Question 4. Hey, ladies. Ryan.
Ryan fucking play too much, bro.
Hey, ladies, I'm a 14-year-old boy. Why are you watching this? Your parents need to change their settings on YouTube. Oh, my God. Hey, ladies, I'm a 14-year-old boy, and I'm about to go to high school. I want to have a plethora of best friends with benefits. What? But I need you ladies to put me up on game with females. P.S. Houston and this bitch.
Study.
No. Period. You need to study. Stop trying to get your little pee-pee sucked. You better hope I don't find out who you are, because you're getting a whooping. You're getting a whooping. Go to bed. Because by the time this airs at 7 p.m. on Friday, you need to be in bed. Why is you up?
Gang in this bitch.
You ain't gonna hug.
Wait.
No, I'm not giving you no advice how to get your little pee.
I didn't give him no advice. I'm just saying, yeah, Houston is bitch.
No, you need to go to bed. That's what you need to do. That's the do your studies. Make sure you play football, get in the drama club or something.
He trying to study how to play these hoes.
He said,
"Oh, that's right."
He said, "A plethora of friends." I'm gonna whoop your ass.
He said, "I'm trying to have a plethora of
Ryan." Y'all, Ryan
be picking the questions, y'all.
I am dead.
He said, "A plethora of best friends with benefits, but I need y'all to put me up on game with the females."
Dead. No, sir. No.
We not about to do these.
No.
Where's your mama at?
Your mom is supposed to be watching this, not you. He probably be watching it with his mom.
Nah, yeah, he probably... Because, I mean, like, a few moms done wrote in to us and said that they be watching the show and, like, they kids be around.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Shout out to my homegirl, Bree. She always be watching it, and her kids be kind of like walking by.
Yeah,
I think
probably just overheard the show. But
I'm
like,
dead.
We're not giving you no advice, because that's not a part of our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Although.
And look, my little cousin 14, it better not be you, Jaden. It better not be you.
Oh, not little Jaden.
I'll whoop his ass. Okay, so make sure if you want your question answered on the show, you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. So for my song today, I wanted to switch it up. I just wanted to bring...
What are we singing today?
I just wanted to bring back memories. Yes, everybody knows this song. Y'all going to want to join in. Because everybody knows this song. We all used to enjoy it
and
sing
it. What is it?
Let me just get into it. You ready?
No.
This is funny because I don't know why I did this, but I saw... somebody posted on the timeline. I was like, oh my God, I used to love this shit.
Oh my God, what is it? I hate how you be keeping me anticipated.
Go like this. It's upbeat this week.
Not so I hear snapping too.
You ready? It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Yeah, because all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every scene. Sing with me, y'all. Days go by.
Wait, I gotta do my part.
Oh, shit. I couldn't hold it.
That's what you should have did. You should have started it like this.
It's the bigger love of the family. Shout out to Harriet.
Shout out to Miss Harriet. Because, bro, that used to be my favorite part of the fucking intro when they used to all do this.
Oh, that used to be like... They be like, bro, I'm here. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what made me want to sing that song.
That was like one of the greatest intros ever.
It was.
Remember Do the Urkel?
Yeah, Do the Urkel. Classic.
I did that for a reason because Urkel just came out with a strain of weed called Purple Urkel. I want to hit that shit.
You don't even smoke.
I'ma hit that shit just one good time.
That's probably all you gonna need.
I know, but I like to see, you know, people starting businesses and black people doing well. So go get some of that Purple Urkel. Let me know how it is.
The Urkel.
Yeah.
Six Mafia say that in the song.
I don't fucking know.
They did.
All right, so thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure y'all go to poorminds.com and get y'all merch. Get y'all Dre and Nicole shirt.
Scratch and sniff, Licks P.
I thought she was about to lick your finger. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
Smell like cookies.
Cookie real good. That cookie real good.
That cookie off the tray.
Damn, we didn't even finish this wine. I hope we still have the cork.